This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come in, stay a while. Should be a fast-paced hour. Coming up in about 20 minutes from now, it'll be Tag Team. And Fritzy has provided us with the musical interlude to Tag Team. You know, maybe we should just play the real one.
Probably.
With Tag Team.
We don't want to, you know, just make anybody nauseous with my singing before lunch.
Rocky Road, chocolate, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop Daddies, Scoop Daddies.
These guys are having a great month. Scoop Tag Team. They'll join us coming up here in a little bit. We'll also check in with the Chargers' new head coach, Brandon Staley, a former Dayton Flyer. Once a Dayton Flyer, always a Dayton Flyer. So we'll talk to Brandon. He'll be joining us coming up here in a moment. Lakers beat the Bucks. They're now 12-4. Eagles hire Nick Sirianni from the Colts. Bucks, Packers at 3 on Sunday. Bills, Chiefs coming up at 6:40 Eastern. We just checked in with the Chiefs. And I think it's one of those that if I'm a Chiefs fan, I exhale because it feels like Patrick Mahomes is going to play. I don't think he had a concussion, but you're in the concussion protocol, so you have to go through step by step by step. And I think the toe might be more of an issue here with Patrick Mahomes. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. McLovin, the poll question before I get to the Chargers' new head coach.
Which Super Bowl matchup do you most want to see? Bills-Packers number one with Bills-Chiefs now right behind it.
He's Brandon Staley, the Chargers head coach. He was with the Rams. He's been at a variety of places. He's been at Tennessee. He's been at Hutchinson Community College, John Carroll University, St. Thomas in Minnesota. And yes, you would have thought he would ended up with the Chargers as the new head coach. He's Brandon Staley. Did I miss anything on the resume there, Brandon, of all your stops here?
Yeah, Northern Illinois, James Madison, and then, you know, Chicago, Denver. The list is long and distinguished.
If I would have told you when you were John Carroll 6 years ago, hey, you're going to be an NFL head coach, you would have said what?
I would have said that, you know, I believe that I could do it. I think, you know, that's the belief I had in myself. And I think the people that were with me at Carroll would verify that. But I think they would probably be the only people that would verify it in the world. And I understand that, you know, a lot of people, you know, needed Google to figure out, you know, just exactly who I was. But, you know, I think, you know, what I've tried to do is, you know, every opportunity that I've received is just try to, you know, prove myself. And hopefully with this opportunity, I'll be able to do the same thing.
And I don't know, it was probably 20 years ago. I'm at the University of Dayton. I see this 18-year-old freshman and I'm in the communications building. And I saw Brandon Staley. I've never told this story. And he said he wanted to be in the media. And I said, son, you look like a football coach. And that was it. That was all I said to him. And I can now tell that story publicly. We did it, Brandon. We did it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm one of the few people that know, you know, your full name. I'm aware of like where it all began. And so, you know, like I said, Flyer pride.
We are UD. And he was also the starting quarterback. Who plays in the NFL the way you played at Dayton?
Oh, man. That's a good question, Dan. I would say maybe a little Baker Mayfield, you know, maybe a little Baker, because I wasn't, you know, wasn't the, you know, the tallest guy, 6-footer mobility, but not like an elite athlete, but good enough. And, you know, competitor. I think Baker certainly throws it better than I did, but that could be a decent comp.
A better college quarterback. You were Sean McVay.
Brandon Staley. Sean McVay played receiver.
Oh, I thought he was a quarterback.
Yeah, high school option quarterback.
Okay.
He got moved to receiver.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then you were a better college quarterback than he was.
Of course. Yeah.
How do you sell yourself in an interview to be the head coach? Because you do have to sell yourself, I'm guessing.
Well, I think, Dan, you got to be yourself, number one. And I think that, you know, so much about a head coaching interview is just expressing your vision for how you're going to lead a team. And I think that, you know, it's a difficult job because it requires a lot of different skill sets to be good at it. And I think what you got to try and do is share your vision for all the parts of the job, not just, you know, defense or offense or the kicking game, but, you know, how you're going to lead everybody in the building, you know, how are you going to connect, you know, to your players, how are you going to connect to fans, you know, how are you going to organize schedules, and how are you going to lead a team, you know, 365 days out of the year. And so, you know, that's why I've been working so hard throughout my whole life, because this has been my dream and I've been working towards it. And I think in that interview, I was able to express all the things that I've been working so hard for. And, you know, I was fortunate. That's what the Spanos family, Tom Telesco, Ed McGuire, that's what they were looking for. And it really, really fit well in the interview process.
But also being an offensive-minded guy as a college quarterback, at what point do you make the shift to being a defensive-minded coach?
Yeah, I think that my background, Dan, you know, as a quarterback has really, you know, I think sort of shaped the trajectory of my career as a defensive coach, because I think when you see the game through the lens of the quarterback, it's just going to change you, knowing that you're responsible for all 22 every single play, knowing, you know, the responsibility the quarterback has within the team, the locker room, you know, outside. I think, you know, my defensive philosophy has certainly been driven by my experiences as a quarterback and, you know, trying to make it tough on that position, because the reality is this is a quarterback league, and you look no further than the four teams that are playing right now. You have to be able to, you know, compete with these guys ultimately to be successful. And then when you're the head coach of a team, you know, you need to be able to help your quarterback, you know, become as good as he can be.
You interviewed for other jobs, right? Eagles, yeah. Texans?
That's correct.
Were you offered those jobs?
I was not. No, this is the first opportunity that was offered to me, and this is the one we were shooting for, and it was such a great experience to go through that process. And I think it became clear to me and my family that this was the place that we were hoping would choose us.
And you don't have to move, do you?
Just right down the road. I know my wife, that's early Christmas present. I won husband of the year, you know, and didn't even really, you know, need to get to Christmas to do it. So, you know, we're off to a good start in this new year. And, you know, my family and I have really fallen in love with California, and I, you know, in a short time and during a pandemic. So I can only imagine what this place is like when, you know, it'll be up and running. So we're so excited to be a part of the Southern California community.
We're talking to the new Chargers head coach, the pride of Perry, Ohio. He's Brandon Staley. Who do people say that you look like? You get mistaken for anybody?
You know, there have been some like Matt Leiner, Johnny Knoxville. You know, there have been some people that have kind of gone like that direction. You know,
I can see
hair.
The Knoxville. I can see. And I also thought of Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Not as familiar with Peter, but, you know, I'll have to look him up. I think that those are a few that have been thrown at me, whether or not they're accurate. I don't know.
Johnny Knoxville. I can see that you have. I'm sure you have a personality that is nothing like Johnny Knoxville.
Well, I'd love to meet the guy. I know he's good at what he does. So I know I've watched a lot of his movies. So maybe we can connect at some point.
What was that first meeting with Justin Herbert like?
That's special. You know, on the way home after I called my family, you know, I really, you know, something that's important to me, Dan, is just reaching out to the guys and just being able to connect with him right away. And then yesterday on our way to the press conference, you know, we kind of FaceTime him, my wife and I, because, you know, I wanted him to share in this special day because, you know, he's at the front of everything that we're doing. And, you know, we got to really pour into him because he has so many special qualities that we're excited to get working with. And, you know, certainly one of the highlights of this opportunity. And with that comes great responsibility. So looking forward to getting started with Justin for sure.
Before I leave you or let you go, you got other important things to do. But I know cancer has played a role in your life. And if you could maybe deliver a message to this audience of what you've gone through, your parents have gone through, and sort of the importance of that. And even you singled out Shelly Smith, one of my good friends at the press conference who went through cancer and a wonderful reporter. And I don't know, it touched me that you singled out Shelly Smith with everything she's gone through, but you've certainly gone through some things yourself.
Yeah, I think it was just one of those moments. It was almost like my mother was, you know, kind of watching down on us. You know, both my parents had cancer. My dad just went through prostate cancer treatment in the fall. You know, thumbs up, you know, got a really good report. But my mom passed away when I was in college. She had breast cancer that turned into a lot of things for 9 years. And I saw a lot as a young guy growing up, and her strength, her grace, her resilience. And then when you go through it yourself, when you are actually feeling it, you know, I went through Hodgkin's lymphoma when I was 24, and you do 6 months of chemotherapy, 6 weeks of radiation. When you come on the other side of it, there's just a strength. There's a confidence. There's a feeling that you can't really explain. And when I saw Shelly Smith, you know, when she was going through her treatment, you know, I grew up watching ESPN. I grew up watching you and Stewart and all those people there that made that so special. I was one of those gym rats, you know, studying all that I could and watching Shelly go through what she went through. I just saw a lot of the grace and that my mother had. And, you know, it was a really cool moment. And, you know, I think that if you see me here today, hopefully for any boy or girl growing up, going through something difficult, maybe it's not that, but something, you know, really challenging. If you come on the other side of it, if you believe in yourself, that your dreams can come true.
Wait, if I would have said to you 5 years ago, do you want to be a SportsCenter anchor or do you want to be a head coach? How about 20 years ago, if I said, do you want to be a SportsCenter anchor or a head coach? What would you have said?
I'd say that I'd have a good chance at both. I'd say that whatever I put my mind to.
Easy here with the, you had a good chance at both. I mean, it's hard.
No, I mean,
there's a lot of guys who coach the Chargers. There's very few people who can really do SportsCenter here, Brandon.
Well, I grew up, you know, getting, you know, coffee early and reading the sports page and then watching all of the SportsCenter reruns. That's when SportsCenter had the, you know, like that's what my brothers and I were doing. So, you and Stuart and everybody, I mean, we were those young kids that were reciting lines like, you know, that we knew something. So, you know, just, I think we just grew up around the game, sports, just in general. And so I think all of it kind of led to this and, you know.
That's good.
Glad I took this path because I wouldn't be nearly as, you know, believable or watchable as you are.
Oh, well, I understand that. But good luck with this. It's a great moment for you and certainly a proud moment for all involved, including your family. We are UD, so take that same fighting spirit there that you would have had at Dayton and bring it to the Chargers.
Thank you, Dan.
New head coach, the Chargers, Brandon Staley. I checked his numbers there. You know, he didn't light you on fire with his offense, but, you know, he was a quarterback. He was probably a game manager there, but I think he had 6 touchdowns, 3 interceptions for just under 1,000 yards while he was there. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, on behalf of all of us, congratulations. You guys did it.
Thank you. We did it. Yep, I remember pulling that little guy aside, and he said, I want to be a SportsCenter anchor, Mr. Patrick. And I go, no, I don't think you do. But while you're up, would you go get me a beer? Yeah, see.
Somebody in chat row just went, Dayton has a football team?
Oh.
Whoa.
What college has more head coaches than the pros right now?
What college has more coaches who have won Super Bowls?
Yeah, Alex.
Yeah. Alex on Twitter, John Gruden and Chuck Knoll. Eat it.
Chat room.
And we're just getting started. Yeah, take that. Yeah. Hey, I could see a little Bill Hader in there, but Johnny Knoxville was pretty good. Because I kept, you know, sometimes you'll look at somebody, and I do this all the time. I'd be like, man, he looks like, you know, you look like.
You know what's great about saying something like that, too, is like I say, like, oh, I'm a huge fan of Johnny Knoxville, and I've seen all his movies. You know that he cracks up when he sees somebody get hit in the nuts, too, just like everybody else. Like, he loves a nice verse. Somebody's like, oh, dude, you got to see this video. Watch this guy get hit in the nuts. He's like, yes, let's see. I love that.
Yeah, he was a communications major at Dayton, so we know that he probably didn't put too much effort in wanting to be a SportsCenter anchor. Let's see. Oh, by the way, the 1215 Club, that's the podcast. It's available shortly after the show every Friday. You can join Mario and the big German Dylan. You got Marv. It's a pretty good group there, and they have some fun. They toss around some topics here, but you can find it on danpatrick.com. The 1215 Club, because they don't get to eat on Friday until 1215. We eat, and then the 1215 guys, the backroom guys, get to come in when we have a meet Friday here. All right, McLovin, are we going to stay with that poll question?
We have some other options if you want to hear them.
Sure.
After
Well,
I never got to give you my X factors. Who's the guy we're going to be talking about Monday who's got a quarterback? I'm just going to throw out a couple names. There's one guy who you've been on a lot longer than everyone else. Okay. Devin White of the Bucks seems like the breakout star of the playoffs.
I think he's special, man. Aaron Rodgers will know where Devin White is. How about Ndamukong Suh?
Yes.
No love lost between him and Aaron Rodgers.
But are we talking about him for a positive reason or a negative
reason?
Well,
I don't know. But doesn't it feel like Ndamukong Suh may go, this may cost us 15 yards, guys, but I'm going to pop Aaron Rodgers. This might be my last chance. How about Leonard Fournette? I think you're going to have to run the football. I think you're going to have to run the football a little bit. Marquez Valdez Scanlon Jr. III. How about that?
Yeah, who's the Packers receiver? Because they're going to triple team Davante Adams, right? So somebody, I'm not an X and O guy, but it seems like Davante Adams is the guy who's going to kill you if you don't really focus on him.
Well, who had the 50-yard touchdown reception?
Lazard.
Yeah. Aaron Jones. The X factor in the AFC. Devin Singletary.
Yeah, where is he?
I like the way he runs. I just wish that he got more yards when he ran. Taron Johnson, who had the pick six. Tre'Davious White. Honey Badger. It always feels like Chris Jones comes up with two or three plays. Just feels like that's the case. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Now, this is the X factor because you can't take the stars. That's not what we're allowing you to do. It's somebody that you don't think is going to have a huge impact, but they will. Yes, McLovin.
Is Stephon Diggs, he's a star, right? He can't be an X factor.
No, he can't.
I asked you this. I actually came back to a question I asked you before. The best receiver out of this group with Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, and Tyreek Hill. And I was surprised that you said Stephon Diggs.
Well, I think he's more important for his team's success because Mahomes has other weapons, and he's been through this. Josh Allen is just sort of emerging here, and it's great to have that guy that you know you can go to. Rodgers can spread it around. Davante Adams is a great luxury for him because he's a tremendous receiver. But he's also got a very good running back in Aaron Jones. Mahomes has a lot of weapons there. And I get the feeling when the walls start to close in on Josh Allen, he always knows he has Stephon Diggs. And we've seen Stephon Diggs has been unbelievable. So for his team's success, I think Stephon Diggs might be more valuable than the other wide receivers. I mean, if you shut down Tyreek Hill, Kelsey could still have, I mean, they have other receivers there. But it feels like that receiving core, I mean, Cole Beasley, you know, you really need Stephon Diggs to be a great receiver. coming up Sunday. Yeah, McLean.
What about those Bucs receivers?
I just want to know about Mike Evans, and I want to know if Chris Godwin can hold on to the football. But yes, if Mike Evans, I hope he's healthier, because he had the one touchdown, the one catch against the Saints. But that was basically, I'm just going to get in front of you and shield you, and he got the reception there. Yeah, McLean.
And you notice we don't say anything really about Antonio Brown much. I know he's been banged up.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's very good, right?
I'm guessing he's okay. He's got a knee injury. I'm guessing he's okay. I think it was a
game time decision, it's listed as.
I'm guessing with everything he's gone through, he ain't missing this. When we come back, somehow, some way, we're going to talk to Tag Team via Zoom. And no, you cannot sing with them. No, no.
I'll get it out of my system. Now, chocolate, 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 sprinkles.
That's your favorite when they go sprinkles. You could say. But don't they do Kid and Play? Like they're the two people in the background do the Kid and Play dance?
Yeah, the parents are doing the Kid and Play from House Party. What are you thinking?
I think we're ready for Kid and Play to maybe join Tag Team. Yeah.
Dude.
What do you think?
Now you're talking.
I don't know.
If they're lucky, Tag Team stands alone.
By the way, I did my research here. Do you know how they came up with this song? Like, the title of this song? Well, there it is. But they came up, I'll tell you who was involved in this. I think Chocolate and Cinnamon were involved in this. That's their names.
Oh, that's all the ingredients.
Yes. To the main stage?
Yes.
B-double-O-T-Y-O-M-I.
I think somebody named Chocolate and somebody named Cinnamon.
Make it a rain.
Yes. They were involved in coming up with the name and how you... I'll let them tell
Fabulous.
You. I think I know how they came up with this title to the song. They are the stars of the Geico ad. They'll join us coming up next. We'll take a break here. It's 22 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. I know what you're thinking. That guy's got a lot of energy. He looks a lot younger in person. Yep. Well, I take a supplement every day. It's called M-Drive. And look, you got to keep up with the younger guys here. It's a young man's game. You got to eat right, sleep right. You got to have exercise there. But you got to start your day the correct way. 10 years ago, M-Drive was created by an elite scientist who made it for himself to fight back against aging. He refused to let age beat him. So how do you feel every morning? Tired? Gaining weight? Don't want to work out? Losing your drive? You can fight back, like I did. Try M-Drive for yourself. Everyday supplement for driven men. And if you go to the website, mdrivedan.com, there's a lot of different things that they have for you, not just that everyday supplement. Energy, strength, drive. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Make sure you refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Party people!
I don't know how many months ago it was. I said to Pauly, I think we should have tag team on the show.
You said we're due.
Yeah, we're due to have tag team on the show. And then all of a sudden I see them in the Geico commercial. Should have done it earlier, Paul.
My bad.
We'd have been ahead of everybody. Go the extra mile. Very own upfitted Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. You could win Fox Sports Radio's ultimate tailgate rig sweepstakes. To enter, get official rules, visit foxsportsradio.com or danpatrick.com by January 24th. Mercedes-Benz fans. Cecil DC, the Brian Supreme, Brain Supreme. Todd, you can't spell brain.
I misspelled it.
Steve Rock and Roll Gibson. They're known as a tag team. You see them in the Geico commercial. DC and Steve joining us on the program.
How you
guys,
doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us on the program. How wild has this ride been this month?
It's been fun. Really hasn't been a ride. We're used to it. We've been doing this forever, man. So we're just happy to be blessed and happy to continue on bringing happiness to everybody in the world.
Take me back to, what is the early 90s?
Mm-hmm.
And who came up with the idea for the song?
All right. So I heard you in before the break, and you got that totally wrong.
Wait, Cinnamon was not involved in this, or chocolate?
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you the story
now. Okay.
Back then, it was a popular saying, right? So it's kind of like lit it was, or any popular catchphrase. There are going to be a whole bunch of people that make songs about it, right?
Okay.
So in my situation, we used to say it at a club I used to work at as the DJ called Magic City in Atlanta, Georgia.
How are the wings?
The wings are wonderful.
That's what I thought.
So, you know, I remember, you know, we used to just party, and it was one day, it's called mid-shift, around 7 p.m. It was Chocolate, Cinnamon, Dark and Lovely, Coco, Vogue, and several other girls. It just kind of erupted, and it just kept going, right? And we had been doing it, but I never paid attention to it. And then it just went on a night shift with Vanity, Sparkle, Tinkle. So you understand. So it's basically a party record in the club. The customers love it. The guys loved it. And I knew, being in the Southeast, we had to make something up tempo. So I went to Steve and tell him the rest, Steve.
He came to me and said, hey, we need to make a song called Womp, There It Is. I'm like, how do you spell it? And he told me how to spell it, right? And then after that, he told me, hey, man, it has to be a up-tempo track, some down south stuff. And I'm like, wait a minute, man, we're from Denver. I don't know how to make that. He said, well, you're going to have to, man. He said, do it your way. And then from there, man, he told me, he said, hey, man, just remember Planet Rock and Egyptian Lover, Egypt, and all that type of stuff, just some up-tempo stuff. And that's when I put the beat together, and we went to the studio, we laid it down, and shoot, the rest was history, man.
Okay, but when it's Whoop, There It Is, are the strippers taking off their clothes? Is that where it's...
Strippers are already naked. They're already naked. And see, back then, it wasn't about making it rain or throwing money. It was about who had the biggest garter belt. So if the girl's garter belt looked like an afro on their leg, that was the girl that had the most juice and had the most money. That's a historical fact.
Okay. I knew this, by the way.
Can we get off of this?
Wait. This is part of the story. This is what makes the story so
great. I don't know if Geico's going to like this.
I think you're all set. When did you know you had something?
I left the studio. And it was on we mixed it down to a cassette tape. For all you youngins out there, a cassette tape was right after the 8-track tape, but before the CD, yeah. Right?
And I used drum machines and samplers to make the record.
Yep, exactly.
Not a computer, not a laptop.
Yeah, exactly. You know. And yeah. I popped it in the tape because I was a DJ. I set up, popped it in, and I played it. And to this day, that is the biggest response I've had as a DJ on any record I've ever played. At least 10 to 15 people came and was like, man, what is that? And I knew, you know, and we had had other songs done well. So I kind of sat on it for a while. I didn't really realize what I had. And then one of the girls was like, how come you don't play Womp, There It Is anymore? And I was like, I'll play it for you. And I played it again. And it was the same thing. And then one of the record reps, Alan Cole, was like, man, give me that. You know, I'm going to take that to New York and let them hear it. And then shopped it for a deal. And then we got with Bellmark Records. And I left Magic. I gave my 2 weeks in Magic City, left Freaknik 93. And a month and a half, we were platinum.
And it went platinum a few times. Steve, mm-hmm. When did you hear about maybe they wanted to do a commercial with you guys? Like, how did that come up?
Actually, they sent DC an email, and he sends me all the emails because he has our business account. So, he sent me the email and we discussed it, man, and said, hey, let's keep our mouth shut before we blow it. Cause if you get to talking too much, you're going to blow it, man. And we agreed upon that, and everything happened for us, man. And yep. We're grateful for it.
How many takes?
Man.
It was all day shoot. It was all day shoot. But it was cool for me because I'm an actor and a voice artist, right? So this was par for the course for me, right? But Steve can explain how it was for him.
Man, it was exhausting to me, man. When I went home, I went to sleep and slept all night like a baby, man. I was exhausted. We danced so much that day, man. It was like... Oh man, I never danced that much, man.
Didn't even realize.
So there's a million takes of it. Yeah,
I love the sprinkles.
You know what that's from, don't you? You know what that? You know what sport? That's from a sports. That's like a sports icon. Analogy, right? You know when LeBron goes to the table before he comes in and does the chalk?
Yeah. Okay.
That sprinkles.
That. So you're giving a shout out to LeBron.
I'm giving a shout out to LeBron James because he inspired the sprinkles.
But cinnamon and chocolate sprinkles. Came up with. They inspired the song.
And Vogue, and Tinkle, and Vanity, and Dark and Lovely.
Is there a sequel? Is there a sequel in the works, Steve?
No, not right now. It should be more sequels, a lot more. Whoever wants to do them, let's do them. Yeah.
And you know what's great is you've got a younger generation. You got young kids. You know, my guys, their kids, they just walk around and they probably don't even know that they're singing, you know, peanut butter cookie dough. But they're doing it. I mean, it's really catchy.
We're actually about to do a Scoop There It Is challenge.
Ooh.
Where everybody, you know, I've been getting a lot of videos where people record their babies in front of the TV, and then when the commercial goes off, the baby starts screaming and play it again. So they sit there rewinding it over and over and over again. The babies just don't even have to walk. Like, we've been baby's first step because of this commercial, because they find the way to get up on the TV and just start dancing. So we're about to do a Scoop There It Is challenge, and the winner, I don't know if I'm going to do some T-shirts. I'm going to do, I don't know what I'm going to do, but we're going to do something. So be on the lookout for the Scoop There It Is challenge.
No, it's great. It's fun. And
oh, yeah, definitely.
But don't you have the people in the background doing Kid and Play? Aren't they the parents?
Yeah, that's Nikki and
Anthony,
right? And I love that part because their Kid and Play is flawless. I was like, whoa.
Man, you know, all that stuff was really like impromptu, man. We just did it on the spot, man. So, yeah.
Can you give me a little taste here before I say goodbye?
Got the commercial?
No.
All right. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Party people! There you go.
Steve, I was waiting for you.
Oh, I'm taking it back to the old school.
Because I was going to kick
the old fool. So cool.
I was going to kick in there a little bit, you know.
But you want to get down?
Oh, you know me.
Show you the way.
I went to Gold Club. I went to Gold Club in Atlanta, never Magic City.
I know you did.
Yeah.
I used to go to Gold Club, too.
Yeah.
We all used to go to Gold Club.
That's where I first met Portia and Cinnamon and Sprinkles and Tiffany to the main stage. To the main stage.
Strawberry.
Yeah.
For the top 10 for the Bob, no tip, no strip.
Hey, yes. Congrats, guys. Thanks for joining us, and hopefully we can see more with this. We appreciate your time.
We appreciate you inviting us.
All right, thank you, guys. That's tag team right there. Nikki in Atlanta joins us on the program. Hi, Nikki.
Hey there. This is Nikki from the commercial. I had a great time shooting with Steve and DC. The Kid and Play. I also have my partner here, Anthony, on the phone.
Oh, cool.
What's going on, Dan Patrick? I want to take it back old school. Keith Olbermann, Dan Patrick, SportsCenter. I'm just sorry. I had to shut you out real quick.
How did you guys end up in that commercial?
We auditioned, me, Anthony, and Amethyst. Amethyst is also on the line, too. She's coming up shortly. But we got the calls from my agent, and I mean, we were who we were, you know. Goosby, you want to say anything?
And what's crazy about it, Dan, is that we're all on the same improv team, Crazy, Sexy, Cool, Mark Kendall, Atlanta, Georgia, and they no one knew that. We just all booked. So it was great working with people I already knew.
But did you use different dances, or was it always Kid and Play?
We kept changing it up.
I mean, before Goosby and Amethyst came on, the director, Dan, and Dan the director of commercial was like, Nikki, just have fun. Give me a lot of elbows. But I'm a dancer, like old school hip-hop dancer. Like, I was best dancer for both of my 12th grades. Long story, different time. But I was doing, like, the snake, the wop, the cabbage patch, the prep. And then when Goolsby and his daughter and the Amethyst came in, you know, Goolsby hit the MC Hammer. You was doing a lot of stuff, Goolsby.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of stuff. I hope they kept it. Use it.
Hey, guys, thank you for calling in, and congratulations on the success of the commercial. We appreciate your time. Thanks. We'll take a break here. We'll come back and we'll get to more phone calls as well. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's gonna play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Arizona with 5 seconds left, no timeouts. Three on the clock. Akinja gets it away. Oh, Tim Ellis put it away. Arizona wins at the gun.
Arizona beats Arizona State on a tipped-in air ball at the buzzer. Arizona State has lost five games in a row for the first time in a decade. That was courtesy of ESPN. Play of the day brought to you by Going the Extra Mile Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Van. You could win in Fox Sports Radio's Ultimate Tailgate Rig Sweepstakes. To enter, get official rules, visit foxsportsradio.com or danpatrick.com by January 24th. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Prior to the interview with Tag Team, Paulie said it's not confirmed, but Hank Aaron has passed away at the age of 86. And I said, I'm going to hold off mentioning it. I'll get through this interview. And, you know, I wanted to have fun, even more so after I got the news. And my thanks to Tag Team. They were great, and hopefully they enjoyed it as well. But Hank Aaron has passed away at the age of 86. And if you've listened to this show, then you know my love for Hank Aaron. He was one of my idols. I thought he was just a quiet gentleman who was one of the great players of all time. And last time we had him on was in April. And coming up next hour, we will play that interview for you. Hopefully gives a little bit more of a context of who Hank was, what he was all about. And we had him on the anniversary of his 715th home run. And I have a poster that I have here in the man cave that it had all of Hank's home runs and the pitchers that he hit them off of. And it's back in one of the rooms in the back. In fact, our cameraman Weeks is going to go get that. And I remember at the end of the interview, and I think it's still going to be on the end of the interview, I said to Hank that I had this poster and did he want it? And he said, yes. That he had not seen it before. And it was put out by McGregor. And I had it in my office for years, never thinking that I would offer this up to Hank Aaron. And I forgot all about sending it to him. And I remember going back there a couple of weeks ago, and I go, I got to send this to Hank Aaron. And never got around to it. But I loved who he was. We're showing it. If you're watching on Peacock, it's Hank getting ready to unload on a fastball here and has all of the pitchers that he hit home runs off of, the 715, but he ended up with, 755? Yeah, Paul.
I remember a bunch of years ago, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, we had the great Senator John McCain of Arizona on our show. We had him many times. And you asked him who he considers the all-time home run king. He goes, oh, it's Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
He goes, Hank Aaron, I believe in. He said that.
We've lost a lot of Hall of Famers in baseball the last year. A lot. And, you know, it's in my wheelhouse. These were players that I grew up watching. You know, when you have your baseball cards, when you go to see a game, you wanted to see these players. And Hank Aaron passing away at the age of 86. McLevin, have you seen the list of Hall of Famers who have passed away?
We'll get it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, 2020, most of it was.
Yeah. And the last.
Sort of this year, too. And
Joe Morgan passing away. I mean, there's so many. Lou Brock, Tom Seaver, Whitey Ford passed away. It felt like there were about 15 Hall of Famers who passed away. And here we are coming up for the Hall of Fame voting.
Don Sutton.
Don Sutton just passed away. Yeah. So we'll bring that back. You know, I don't want to be bummed out because I just hope Hank found peace, because I always worried about that. You know, you're in the spotlight and then all of a sudden you sort of drift away and then you become an older man, an older person. And, you know, people aren't calling. People, aren't as interested in you. And I felt very protective of Hank Aaron, because when he was going through the home run chase to surpass Babe Ruth, and he got all of this hate mail and just the vitriol that people sent to Hank Aaron, who didn't ask for any of this. All he did is play baseball. He played it at a high level. There was nothing controversial about him. He wasn't mean, didn't say negative things. He was the quintessential professional when he stepped on the baseball field. And I remember a friend who saw some of the letters and just said, you can't imagine that another human being would write that to another human being. But through all of that, I hope he eventually found peace and enjoyment of being, and still in my mind, the all-time home run champ. Because he is. Scott in South Carolina. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to just paraphrase a Hank Aaron quote that really, I think, sums up who he was and why he was such a great role model, in addition to being one of the greatest players of all time. And again, I'm heavily paraphrasing, but he said, "It's great that people want to remember me for being a great ball player, but I'd rather they remember me for being a great person."
Yeah.
And that is just, I think, a profound statement. Thanks much.
Thank you, Scott. And really, we don't factor that in nowadays, but back then, like, you wanted to know your hero was a good guy, a good person. Whether they were or not, we didn't have that much access, and we didn't crave that salacious, you know, story or angle for somebody. Like, I didn't really care what Mickey Mantle was like off the baseball field or Joe Namath. It didn't matter to me. But I you know, if I did invest, like Johnny Bench was always one of my idols. I just thought Johnny Bench was who I thought he was. And there's just something to be said for that. Jerry West, one of my idols. You know, that who he was, who he is, you know. But, yeah. Let's try to think positive things with Hank, because that's a great life, passing away at the age of 86. But we'll bring back that interview that we had back in April. Also, the Packers' former GM, Ted Thompson, passed away. Ted was responsible for a lot of great draft picks there in Green Bay, and including Aaron Rodgers. So Don Sutton, Ted Thompson, now Hank Aaron here in the last, 48 hours? All right. We'll somehow get into next hour, the final hour. Yeah, yes, Paulie.
I guess if you want to lighten up, Dan, you know, we're going to have a great tribute to Hank Aaron next hour. Tag team is in the play for segment of the year.
Ooh.
Sal Palantonio is still holding serve from show one, segment five, I think.
I wanted to ask tag team if they would have done stat of the day. I wanted to first see how they would react when I said, "Could you guys sing?" Whoop, there it is. And I thought, nah, I don't want to push it. I don't want to push it. Because when they said, just listen to the commercial, I'm like, no. Yeah, Paul.
The line that stood out and made the whole room laugh was, "Strippers are already naked, Dan."
When he said I had my story wrong, I go, no, cinnamon is in there. I know that. I'm a journalist there. Cinnamon, sprinkles, chocolate, Porsche to the main stage. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out this second hour. And Fritzy was asking me the other day, he goes, "Are we doing the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes?" And I said, "Yeah, it's back.
Thank goodness for that.
Thank you, Todd. What could you do with $50,000?
A lot.
Well, this year you could find out, because the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes, this is the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever. Millions of dollars in prizes. Enter for free. Chance to win $50,000 with every score change. Plus, two lucky winners win $500,000 that they could use towards their dream home. Every scoring play pays. Rocket Mortgage will be announcing winners live on their channels during the game. Follow along on February 7th to see if you're a winner. You can enter for free. Enter now at rocketmortgagesquares.com. rocketmortgagesquares.com. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. states and D.C. who are age of majority end February 4th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.